Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, which we will consider this morning, is found recorded in the sixth chapter of St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, beginning at verse 6, as printed in our worship bulletin. Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, my name is Pastor John Peterson, and on behalf of the congregation at Mount Olive Lutheran, just up the street here on Marsh, I want to welcome you, and we pray God's richest blessings on your new year here at Bethany. Please know that you're always invited to any of our services on Sunday mornings and on Monday evening. If you were asked why you have come here to Bethany, you might say that you are here to attain as much knowledge as you can, because you realize that knowledge for knowledge's sake is an important thing, that there are many benefits which come with being an educated person. You might also hopefully point to the religious environment here at Bethany Lutheran College, and the spiritual benefits which are so available here for you as another reason that you have chosen to be in college here. You might also answer that you are in college because you hope that with a bachelor's degree, you will be gainfully employed someday. And by gainfully employed, you might mean that you hope to become rich. Is there anything wrong with that? An old jazz singer once said, "In the course of my life, I've been poor and I've been rich. Rich is better." Does that goal put you, though, in conflict with what St. Paul says in our reading today? The answer, of course, has to do with our attitude. Note that Paul does not say that money itself is the root of all evil. The Bible does not forbid wealth. We know there are some Christians who are very wealthy. What he warns against, though, is a love of money, that consuming desire to get rich. In fact, he calls that a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Here in his second letter to Timothy, St. Paul warns his younger friend and his co-worker not to get caught up in this endless chase for money. Instead of this exhausting and finally unsatisfying pursuit for wealth, he says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." The person who really gets ahead is the godly person, the person who has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and who lives the sort of life faith in him produces. That's where real contentment is to be found. That's the opposite of the dissatisfaction and the greed which is fostered by the world. Only God can give us such a spirit of contentment, which remembers, I didn't bring anything with me into this world, and I won't be able to take anything with me when I leave it. That's an echo of what Job said after he lost everything, including all of his wealth. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Only faith can work in us that attitude which says, so long as I have food to eat and clothes and shelter, then I have enough. Paul reminds his Christian co-worker of the turmoil, the struggle that attaches itself to the life of a person who is not godly and not content with what he or she has. He says, those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. It's hard to imagine a single sentence loaded with more trouble than this one. Paul says that the desire for wealth, which supersedes the desire to be in a good relationship with God, causes a person to fall down. And when he has fallen, he's caught like an animal in a trap. And then someone comes along and picks up that trap and throws it into the deepest part of the ocean, where it sinks to the bottom. In that way, he is drowned by his lust for riches in an ocean of destruction and ruin. One time, when the lottery in the state where I was living exceeded $100 million, an old pastor that I knew told me, I'd buy a ticket, but with my luck, I might win it. As we noted, St. Paul was here advising a young pastor about money. It's especially dangerous when a pastor or a church worker gets swept up in the pursuit of personal wealth. It sets a bad example for the parishioners, and it can harm the reputation of the church in the community. If the pastor is known as someone who is preoccupied with money and the social status it brings. So what does Paul advise Timothy? But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Of course, what he says here to the man of God applies also to the woman of God, the child of God. Run, he says, don't walk, run from the trap of avarice and greed. Flee it as you would flee the snare and the drowning. Flee and run towards something far better and more enduring than any amount of earthly riches. Make it a prime objective of your life to secure righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Instead of being known as a person who will push over his own grandmother for another dollar, be known as a godly, faithful, patient, gentle person. How does all of this happen? It happens as God comes to us and he works in us by his holy word. On our own, we would never try to get out of the rat race. We would never strive or value these spiritual qualities. But God, by his word, can cause us to see the danger in the love of money and wealth. And he can cause us to turn in repentance to those blessings he gives us so generously in Jesus Christ. When we find ourselves too wrapped up in the pursuit of wealth and too willing to forget about God's word, then we ought to return in repentance and put our trust in his promises of the eternal riches won for us by Jesus Christ, who though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. In his name and for his sake, we have forgiveness of all of our sins, and we are called to lay hold on the eternal life which he has won for us. Amen.